It's the 7th of September 2010 and we're at King's Home. This is Malcolm King of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project. I have with me John Thayers. Hello, John.
Hi.
And we have the good fortune to have with us today Eric Stevens. And thanks very much for coming in, Eric.
Pleasure to be here, Malcolm.
Right. Can we start at the right at the beginning, Eric? Where and when were you born?
In Gloucester. Not much more than a stone's throw from here, in a nursing home in Clarence Street. The month before the war started, 1939, August 39. And subsequently went to school in Gloucester.
Which school did you go to?
Common Road Primary and Crypt Grammar School. Played rugby for the old Cryptians for several years, and then a few of us were invited to come here for trials, and I think four came from my year. I think Bob Sims was one that you've already spoken to. Bob Hannaford, who was brother of Charlie, who subsequently became an England player. Dick Smith, who played many over 500 games for the club, and Brian Carver, who's now retired to Tynmouth. No, on the south coast anyway. He's still plays golf for the old Players Association.
You were born into a rugby playing family, indeed a Gloucester rugby playing family, weren't you, Bob?
Yes, that's right. My grandfather played here turn of the century. I never knew him because he died before I was born, but he played many years with Di Gent, halfback partner to Di Gent, who was a rugby international. And he played up to the end of being in the First World War. And my father played rugby but sustained a hip injury, played for Gloucester Old Boys, he never played here. And I joined here about 1960.
And were there any other members of your family who played rugby?
Yes, well, there were cousins. Jack Stevens was an uncle who went north, became player and coach at Oldham.
But he played for Gloucester first?
Jack?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he, that would be 1926,
27. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and that's
So I've got a story about him you may be interested in. That, we're talking about rugby league, the antithesis of rugby league and union in those days, because he was very friendly with Don Meadows, who was another well-established player here at the time, and because he was that close to him, he was his best man, and Don had his honeymoon in Blackpool. By that time, Jack was playing for Oldham, so he invited Jack to Oldham to watch a rugby league match. Of course, the authorities got wind of it in Gloucester. On his return, he was on a fizzer and suspended for the rest of the season. It was that bad.
No,
they'd gone completely round 180 degrees because, as you know, players like Henry Paul have come from league to union and back again.
Yeah.
In fact, I watched his debut here against Gloucester beat Caerphilly by about 90-odd points to nil, and Henry Paul beat my conversion record. He made 12 conversions in that game, scored 45 points, I believe. Now he's back in rugby league.
Yeah.
So things have changed somewhat, pleasingly.
That's right, yeah.
There were a couple more Stevens in that period when you're...
Yes, Eric, I was named after. Although he was called Dick, I don't know how he became that name. He played professional cricket for Gloucestershire in the Hammond era. So it was difficult making his stamp as a batsman with Hammond dominating the batting in the 30s.
So he was another uncle?
Yes. And there was a Sid who heard vague rumours about, but I never knew him. Dick was started Longford Starkers, lived in Longford, obviously. So, so I've got quite a rugby heritage.
So let's pick up your time at the Crypt School. Mm. And What position did you play when you were a school?
Centre.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Joined here as a centre, in fact, because Don Rutherford was full-back. It was only on his retirement in about the mid-60s he broke his arm on a Lions tour. And in fact, I left the club briefly because I worked in London for a year and joined the Saracens Club.
Mm-hmm. And which season was that?
That would have been 62, 63.
So you played against Gloucester that year, did you?
Well, I never got in the Saracens first because I only played a sort of social game for them. It was handy. I lived in West London, and the Saracens were right at the end of the Piccadilly line of Cockfosters, which was quite a jaunt. But I only joined there. That was through a non-Christian connection. A chap called Jeff Hunt, whose father was Doug Hunt, Gloucester City football manager. He had a record for scoring 6 games for Chelsea in a cup match. And he had a brief sojourn in Gloucester as Gloucester City manager. Then he moved on to Chelmsford. But his son, Jeff, went to the Crypt with me. So when I went to London, I teamed up with him again. He captained the Saracens for 3 seasons. But I never really got too involved. In fact, I was coming back to Gloucester to get married anyway, so I then resumed my rugby career with Gloucester.
And when you left school, did you go to the Old Cryptians first, or did you?
Yeah. Well, I played over 200 games for Old Cryptians because they struck a tie for that sort of mark.
And then you came to Gloucester, and did you play in the United to start with?
Yes. Oh yeah, so I always had to make a start.
So how long did you play for the United?
Well, virtually for first season, I guess. There used to be it wasn't an easy transition, but on county days, half the Gloucester side were in the county. So that was the signal for a step up. In fact, that's exactly how my debut came about. But it wasn't the easiest of games because it was against Coventry. And they were one of the best sides in the country then. We didn't look on Bath and Leicester as being very good, but you know, clubs like Coventry, Moseley, Bedford, and the London Exiles, although the Irish are in the Premiership now, they were some of our strongest fixtures. Well, they mentioned in the Welsh, which we don't seem to play many of, because we played all the best Welsh sides.
Yeah. So do you remember what your first game was again for the United when you first played here?
Well, there was a trial, possibly against the Probables or
at the start of the season.
Whites, yes. Yeah. But I don't really remember my first United game, no. I think I was East in Gentry. We used to play teams like St Paul's College, and Sinderford was a fairly easy game. Then Berry Hill, local derbies like that, you know.
Before we go further into your playing career, could I just turn the clock back again? When you were a boy and with, you know, all of the family connections with Gloucester, did you regularly come to King's Home to see games?
Oh, yes.
As a boy?
Yes, I did.
So do you have memories of particular players or particular matches from when you were here as watching?
Yeah,
as a boy?
So I used to be at a schoolboys could sit inside the rails.
Oh, right.
And this David Jones, I remember, kicked 3 drop goals in one game, and the third one came over. I ran onto into the Ingold area and caught it. And my sports teacher, Horace Edwards from the Crypt, was in the stand, and I was on a fizzer on Monday morning because I'd intruded on the playing area. Even though the ball was dead once it crossed the crossbar, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. So where did you used to sit?
I they used to get in that end for sixpence, the Dean's Walk end.
The Tump.
The Tump end, yes. But I could go inside. There were rails, but there wasn't any barrier like there is now to prevent you from going on the playing area. So I just ran on and caught this ball as it came over the crossbar.
Little did you know how many more you'd be catching at King's Home in years to come.
That's true, yeah. I suppose I had ambitions. Because my father played for Gloucester Old Boys, and I was their mascot. They used to go around with a little bucket or something, collecting coins for the beer money afterwards. They played near the Wagonworks, well, nearly between the Wagonworks and the cricket ground and the Crip School. So I got the rugby atmosphere with Gloucester Old Boys then, but they subsequently moved to another part of town, as you know.